Hello, and welcome to the audio guide to the review stage. My name is Ruth, and I am a white person in my late 20s with short blonde hair and glasses. This guide will provide you with information about the venue space, including directions to and around the building. We hope that this guide will help you prepare for your visit. Shorter distances will be given in steps, and longer distances will be given in meters, as well as steps where appropriate. Orientations will be given using the points on an analog clock face. So 12 o'clock would be straight ahead of you, and 9 o'clock would be directly on your left. Keep in mind that everyone's steps are different. For reference, the steps in this guide are based on my own measurements, and I am about 6 feet tall. Please adjust accordingly if you need to. Where is the review stage? The review stage is located on Granville Island at 1601 Johnston Street. It is in the back of the Public Market building. Getting to the review stage by car. There are two main parking lots close to review. One is the parkade on the left-hand side of Johnston Street, just before the intersection of Johnston and Old Bridge Street. The other is a lot at the end of Johnston Street on the right-hand side, past the Public Market. There are also four accessible parking spots on the right-hand side of Johnston Street in front of the Granville Island Stage Building. These spots have additional room on either side for exiting the vehicle. You will have to pay for parking between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. It costs $3 an hour on weekdays and $4 an hour on weekends and statutory holidays. Getting to review stage by bus. There are no buses that stop on Granville Island. The nearest bus stops are a 6 to 15 minute walk away and serve the following routes: 50, 4, 7, 14, 84, 10, and 16. I will start by providing walking directions from each of these bus stops to the Granville Island entrance. All routes combine there. For walking directions from the Granville Island entrance to the venue, skip ahead to Getting to the Review Stage from the Granville Island Entrance. If you are taking the 50 South Falls Creek via Granville Island, get off at eastbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn left and walk for 35 steps or 30 meters until you reach an intersection with lights at 1 o'clock. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and cross again, heading northward. After you cross, continue walking straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 50 to Waterfront Station, get off at westbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn right and walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, until you reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you'll reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Powell, the 7 Nanaimo Station, the 14 Hastings, or the 84 VCC Clark Station, get off at eastbound West 4th Avenue at Fir Street. When you get off the bus, turn left. Continue straight down the sidewalk for about 30 meters to reach a crosswalk at 2 o'clock. Cross, then follow the sidewalk to the left to continue down 4th Avenue and under the Granville Overpass. After 90 meters, you will reach an intersection with lights at 9 o'clock. Cross this intersection straight ahead, heading northward, then turn right to cross again, heading eastward. Then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Continue for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and then keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Blanca, the 7 Dunbar, the 14 Blanca, or the 84 UBC, get off at westbound West 4th Avenue at 1st Street. When you get off the bus, turn right. Continue for 45 meters to reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, and continue straight for 125 meters. You will reach a crossing with a curb cut at 1 o'clock. Cross the street to another curb cut at 11 o'clock. Oncoming traffic has a stop sign to let you cross. Now you will be passing under the Granville Overpass. Continue straight for 36 steps or 30 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 11 o'clock. Cross the street straight ahead, continuing eastbound. After crossing, turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 downtown or the 16 29th Avenue station, get off at northbound Granville Street at 5th Avenue. When you get off the bus, turn right. After 30 steps or 25 meters, you will reach a set of 10 stairs at 9 o'clock. Go down the stairs and follow the sidewalk through the park. After 20 steps or 16 meters, the sidewalk will curve slightly to the left. Then walk for 30 steps, or 25 meters, following the sidewalk to the left, and continue for 55 meters to reach 4th Avenue. To avoid stairs, go straight down the sidewalk from the bus stop for 75 meters as it curves left, then turn left onto the path into the park. Walk for 55 meters to reach a slight curve to the left, then walk for 32 meters to reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps or 20 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Keep walking for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 Granville or the 16 Arbutus, get off at southbound Granville Street at West Cloverleaf. When you get off the bus, turn left and then immediately turn right to take the downhill path into the park. After 20 steps, or 16 meters, turn right to take the path into the tunnel. At the dead end of the tunnel, turn right. There will be a path on your left at 9 o'clock and stairs in front of you at 12 o'clock. Take the path for 8 steps, then follow the path to the right for 35 steps, or 30 meters. Continue on the sidewalk to the left through the park. Walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters. Follow the path for a slight curve to the left, then continue for approximately 30 meters until you reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps, or 20 meters, to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. Getting to the review stage from the Granville Island entrance. Turn left to cross the street at the crosswalk, then continue right towards 2 o'clock to continue down the sidewalk. Cyclists may be passing you on your left as you cross. After 5 steps, the path will turn into a wooden boardwalk. Then after 60 meters, it will turn into a cobblestone road. Continue down the road for 40 meters as it curves slightly to the left towards 11 o'clock. Then follow this road for 35 more meters. You will reach a crosswalk at 3 o'clock, marked by 3 yellow pillars. Cross the street at this crosswalk. Now, the Keg restaurant will be in front of you at 10 o'clock, and a garden will be in front of you at 12 o'clock. Take 6 steps to your right towards 2 o'clock to pass the garden, and then follow to your left to continue on the path around the restaurant. Keep going on this path with the restaurant on your left as you head towards the public market. There will be trees and possibly parked cars on your right. After 80 meters, you will reach an open space on your left and a blue building ahead of you at around 11 o'clock. Keep walking straight alongside this blue building on your left. After 25 meters or 30 steps, you will reach a small courtyard with benches. The closest bench will be at 1 o'clock. Keep walking straight past the benches for 20 meters or 25 steps to reach Johnston Street. The public market should be in front of you at around 11 o'clock on the other side of the street. Cross Johnston Street. It is one way, so any oncoming traffic will be on your right. Then continue walking straight, past bike racks on your right at 3 o'clock and the market entrance on your left at 10 o'clock. The path will narrow slightly as you walk between the market and the Granville Island Stage Building. After approximately 30 meters, the path will widen slightly and the entrance to Review Stage will be on your left at 10 o'clock, about 10 steps away. Getting around the building. When you enter through the main doors, you will be right in the lobby. There will be a table for the box office a few steps ahead of you where you can purchase tickets. This table is about 30 inches high. The theater entrance is through a set of double doors, about 10 steps away from the main doors at 11 o'clock. A volunteer will scan your ticket before you enter. There may also be a table to the left of the theater doors, where books by the event's authors will be sold. When you enter the theater, the closest seats will be a few steps away on your left at 11 o'clock. The stage will be right ahead of you at 12 o'clock. There are 3 sections of seats with aisles on either side. The front row of seats is at floor level and is accessible for wheelchair users and their companions. Each additional row is higher than the last and must be accessed by steps. There are no handrails to help access these seats. There is a universal all-gender washroom accessible from the lobby. From the main entrance, turn towards 3 o'clock and take a few steps to reach the washroom door. This door has a handle on its right and opens towards you with the door hinges on the left. When you enter the washroom, take a few steps towards 9 o'clock and then a few more towards 12 o'clock. There will be 4 stalls along the wall on your left, and the first and last ones are wheelchair accessible. On your right, you will find an additional room with 8 stalls, 4 along each opposite wall. There is also a bar in the lobby, which may or may not be open depending on the event. To get there from the main entrance of the building, take about 5 steps towards the theater doors, towards 11 o'clock, then turn towards 2 o'clock and take a few more steps to reach the bar. The counter is 45 inches high. Large print menu options will be available. Conclusion. If you need anything while at the review stage, volunteers will be located at the box office, the bar, and at the theater entrance to help. They will be wearing red or teal lanyards with name tags hanging off of them. Thank you for listening to our audio guide to the review stage. This guide was created in partnership with the Writers Festival Accessibility Roundtable. If you have any questions or feedback, please email access@writersfest.bc.ca.